Hey, it's Dawzine the Philosopher here. Hope you guys are doing well. Today I'm happy to announce that I will be visiting the following countries during my Dead Philosophers tour, where I'll be visiting the graves of the philosophers that have been an influence in my own philosophical thought. So I'll be visiting the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Denmark, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, and then finally France. So here's a little preview of my path, and if you see that I'll be in your city, don't hesitate to send me a private email at pjhilario@gmail.com. That's spelled pjhilario@gmail.com. So we can do a little bit of a philosophical networking, maybe talk about some philosophy, and I don't know, I just like to get to know you guys and see who are the other people around the world that are into philosophy as much as I am. So I'll be going to London to visit Marx, Bentham, and Freud. I'll also be going to Oxford, where I'll be visiting Bacon and Locke. Then it's off to Cambridge to visit Wittgenstein. Then I'll be off to The Hague to visit Spinoza. Then it's to Copenhagen for Kierkegaard, Berlin for Hegel and Nietzsche, Frankfurt for Adorno and Schopenhauer. Then it's off to Florence for Machiavelli, Zurich for Jung, Miskirch for Heidegger, Freiburg for Husserl, Baselstad for Jaspers, Geneva for Piaget, and then finally Paris for Diderot, Descartes, Sartre, de Beauvoir, Derrida, Montesquieu, Voltaire, and Rousseau. So yeah, there's my little path. And if I'll be in your city, send me a message. Don't hesitate. I'd love to meet you guys. So now back to our regular programming, aka some notes on some philosophers. So today we'll be looking at René Descartes, who is the founder of rationalism, according to Laurence de Villiers. During Descartes' formative years, from 1607 until 1615, he studied with Jesuits at Collège de la Flèche. He had studied grammar for 3 years, 1 year studying humanities, another year studying rhetoric, and then finally 3 years studying philosophy. During his studies, Descartes had judged that he had received knowledge that seemed to be true, but nothing was certain. After he had received his license to practice law, he signed up for military service. It was during this period as a soldier that he had met Beckmann, a Dutch savant that inculcated the young Descartes with an intellectual fascination with the possibilities of mathematics and the relationship with physics. Descartes started his vocation as a philosopher in 1619, then in 1629 he lived in Holland, where he searched to develop the Cartesian method of doubting everything until the point of establishing a metaphysical foundation, in other words, certainty. When we apply this method, we doubt all to then reach that which cannot be doubted. The first truth, according to Descartes, is the ergo cogito sum, the I think, therefore I am, in other words, the certainty of the existence of the self. Descartes also wrote the first treaty on emotions with his work titled Passions of the Soul, where he tries to explain, as a physician, how the body's mechanisms generate emotions. My sources for this was my Dictionnaire de Philosophie on page 189, and I was not able to find a pedagogical article linking Descartes and pedagogy or the art and science of teaching, but I'm still searching for that. So yeah, that's it. Quick little podcast today, and yeah, I hope I'll see you guys next week. Feel free to like, share, and pass on this podcast to anyone that you think would be interested in philosophy, learning more about different philosophers, and seeing how these different philosophers not only viewed the world differently, but helped us develop our worldview that we have today. Have a good one. It's Dawzine the Philosopher. Hope you guys have an awesome Monday. Ciao.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.